This is Radio Nepal. I am Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Health Ministry reports nearly 9,500 corona infection cases and 225 corona-related deaths in last 24 hours. Supreme Court orders government to immediately carry out effective measures to protect citizens' life from COVID-19. Ongoing prohibitory order in Kathmandu Valley extended by 15 days and 40 bodies of people believed to have died from COVID-19 found in Ganga River in northern India. Now the news in detail. The Ministry of Health and Population has reported 9,483 corona infection cases in the past 24 hours. The ministry has also recorded 225 corona-related deaths in the same period. The ministry's update has said the number of deaths reported today also includes the data shared by the Nepal Army's body disposal units. The ministry said 21,300 tests were carried out within the last 24 hours to identify the COVID infection. Nepal's total corona infection cases have now crossed 413,000, while COVID-19-related death toll has reached 4,084. As per the ministry's update, Nepal's active corona infection cases have now crossed 97,000. 5,225 people have recovered from the infection in the last 24 hours. The Supreme Court has issued an interim order in the name of the government to immediately carry out effective measures to protect the lives of citizens from COVID-19. A single bench of Justice Bom Kumar Shrestha issued the order to make a smooth supply of medicines and oxygen. It has also ordered the government to develop infrastructures, including further equipped hospitals for the control of COVID-19. The Supreme Court has further directed the Ministry of Health and Population to form a working committee to save people's life. The ongoing prohibitory order enforced in the Kathmandu Valley has been extended till the 27th of May. Talking to Radio Nepal, Chief District Officer of Lalitpur, Prem Prasad Bhattarai, informed that a joint meeting of the Chief District Officers of Kathmandu, Bhaktapur and Lalitpur decided to extend the existing prohibitory order by 15 days. He said the services except highly essential ones will remain closed till the midnight of 27th of May. He added that marriages, feast and other rituals to be held in party palaces have been completely prohibited to avoid gathering. CDO Bhattarai further said all construction works except for national pride projects and development projects have been closed. As per his information, retail sales in Kalimati and Balku vegetable and fruit markets have been shut and only the wholesale markets will remain operational to avoid crowds. The joint meeting has urged people not to get out of homes except for highly essential works. Deputy Prime Minister Iswar Pokhrel has said large building available in the Kathmandu Valley will be turned into isolation centre. Inspecting Radha Swami COVID Isolation and Oxygen Therapy Centre today, DPM Pokhrel telephoned Chief Secretary Dr. Shankar Das Bairagi and Kathmandu Metropolitan City Mayor Bidya Sundar Sakya and directed them to make proper arrangement for running isolation centres in the valley. After DPM Pokhrel's direction, the Nepali Army is working to bring the centre into operation from this week. Bangladesh has provided drugs and medical supplies to Nepal in its fight against COVID-19. Foreign Minister of Bangladesh Dr. A.K. Abdul Moeen and Health and Family Welfare Minister Zahid Maliki handed over the health supplies to Nepal's ambassador to Bangladesh Dr. Bamsidhar Mishra amid a function in Dhaka today. Embassy of Nepal in Dhaka informed that the Bangladeshi foreign minister handed over PPE sets and 5,000 vials of remdesivir to Ambassador Mishra through the SARS-COVID Emergency Fund. You are listening to Read Nepal's English News. Now time for short break.
बजारमा नयाँ कि छैन नेपाल टेलिकमका विभिन्न सेवाका अफरहरू सस्तो साह्रै सस्तोमा खरिद गर्न परेमा स्टार 14 15 ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्ने रहेछ त्यही भएर कण्ठ पारिराख्या
हो र दाई।
त्यति मात्र हो र भाइ, नेपाल टेलिकमले विभिन्न समयमा ल्याउने विभिन्न अफरको बारेमा थाहा पाउन पनि *1415# डायल गर्नुपर्ने रहेछ नि त।
1415 1415 1415 1415। मलाई पनि कण्ठै भयो दाई।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको संचार।
वेलकम ब्याक। नाउ अन टु मोर न्यूज। Major opposition Nepali Congress has decided to take initiation to form a new government. A meeting of office bearers of the Nepali Congress held today made this decision as Prime Minister Ali failed to win vote of confidence in the House meeting yesterday, and subsequently President Bidya Devi Bhandari called on the political parties to form a new government. The meeting has made a decision to form a new government under the leadership of the Nepali Congress. A team comprising Bahraini Prince Sheikh Nasser bin Ahmad Al Khalifa has scaled the highest peak in the world, Mount Everest, today morning. The Department of Tourism informed that the team, including the member of the Bahrain royal family, reached the summit of world's tallest mountain today at 6:40 a.m. Department's Director Misra... Please listen it again. Department's Director Meera Acharya, who is currently in the Everest Base Camp, took to her social networking site and congratulated the successful team. You are listening to Read Nepal's English News. Now some international updates. Dozens of bodies of people believed to have died from COVID-19 have washed up on the banks of the Ganga River in northern India. Authorities said about 40 corpses washed up in Buxar district near the border between Bihar and Uttar Pradesh were found. The authorities added that the dead bodies had not been identified and the concerned officials were directed to dispose all the bodies. But some local media reports said the number of dead bodies could be as high as 100. Seven children and a teacher have been killed in a shooting at a school in the Russian city of Kazan today. Officials say more than 20 others, mostly children, have been injured. A 19-year-old suspect was detained. They said their toll could rise. Responding to the shooting, Russian President Vladimir Putin said he would review the country's gun control laws. And the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of the country. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of Province 1, Province 2 and Bagmati Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Health Ministry reports nearly 9,500 corona infection cases and 225 corona-related deaths in last 24 hours. Supreme Court orders government to immediately carry out effective measures to protect citizens' lives from COVID-19. Ongoing prohibitory order in Kathmandu Valley extended by 15 days and 40 bodies of people believed to have died from COVID-19 found in Ganga River in northern India. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Read Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.nv for more news and online programs. Next bulletin in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.